It's TED Talks. Talking ADD, brought to you by ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association, supporting adults with ADHD worldwide for more than 25 years.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with ADDA. I'm Keith Griffin, an ADHD coach and host of the podcast This ADHD Life. Today, I'd like to share a few thoughts about asking for help from others. Yep, that's right. You can actually get help from others when you have ADHD. And I know for some of us, the last thing that we like to do is go out and say, hey, can you help me? Believe it or not, the more that you ask for help, the more that you'll actually be living a life that you enjoy. So let's start out by talking about some of the help you can get that may seem a little more obvious than some of the stuff I'll share in just a few minutes. Your parents and family, your spouse or partner, your friend or business partner can be a huge, huge source of help for you. Not only can they actually help you with monitoring your ADHD symptoms, and I'm sure they kind of do this for you anyway without your asking, they can be helpful in renegotiating relationships with stuff to be done around the house or in the business itself. So for example, there may be chores that you really excel at doing. There may be chores that you really dislike doing. Maybe there's a possibility you can ask them for some help in either making the chores you dislike doing a little more interesting or swapping the chores with them. It can be a huge help when you focus on the stuff that you're good at. Likewise, you probably have a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a therapist. Some people who have medication on ADHD have only gone through a primary care physician, but most of us have gone through some sort of a mental health professional. They're there to help you. I know this is obvious, but they're there to share your struggles with. If you go to the psychiatrist and you just don't think the medication is working, that's the person that can adjust the dose, change medications, and really give you an evaluation for how things are going. Likewise, a therapist can employ various tools from cognitive behavioral therapy to just plain old talk therapy to try to help lessen some of the symptoms of ADHD and to get you operating from a position of strength. Similarly, if you are part of a religious organization, going to see a pastor or a rabbi can also be helpful. They've encountered ADHD people before, and even if they haven't, they're there to serve. They're there to help. So why not ask for their help? A lot of us have problems sleeping, and some of us have problems sleeping because of something called sleep apnea. There's a whole category of medical doctor called a sleep specialist. You can go get a sleep study. You can get something called a CPAP machine if you do have sleep apnea. There are medications available. There's meditations available. There's all sorts of things there for the asking. So you may want to go and see a sleep specialist to see why you're having trouble sleeping. If you're in school, you can seek the services of a learning specialist or a tutor. If you're in college, you might actually want to go speak to a career counselor. Maybe you just don't know what it is you want to be doing with life, but you're in college for career building, right? Going to see a career counselor can be helpful to determine not only the path of the remainder of your college career, but also what you're going to do after college. And if you're in a career that you don't really enjoy, likewise, seek the services of a career counselor, and maybe they can help you shift into something that you do enjoy. And you know what? The shift may not be so great that it has to be daunting and overwhelming. It could just be a matter of aligning a couple things just right and you slide into a different career. They are there to help you. Lately, I've been reading a lot about how nutrition and exercise can be helpful with managing ADHD symptoms. And indeed, in my own life, I know when I'm eating what's perceived as quote unquote healthier, my symptoms are a little bit better. To support you in that realm, you may want to go see a nutritionist. You may want to hire a fitness professional, such as a personal trainer. You might even go and look into yoga or Tai Chi instruction. And I mentioned meditation before. There's a whole host of online resources for meditation, and I'm sure there's someone in your neck of the woods that would be helpful in establishing a meditation practice for yourself. I mentioned at the top that I'm an ADHD coach, and ADHD coaching is another way that you can seek help. ADDA has another great TED Talk on what coaching is, but just in a nutshell, what it is a series of conversations with a trained professional, a coach, where we discuss any issues that you have, life goals that you have. We listen, we reflect back, we ask questions, and we help you guide yourself to the best possible life that you can live. Now let's talk about some of the less obvious ways that you can seek help. And I mean, I guess it's obvious in that you probably drive by some of these services every day, but it's things that we as ADHDers oftentimes think, well, no, I don't need that. That's for other people. Why would I do that? I have a washer and dryer that I'm perfectly capable of using. Why would I ever go out and pay someone to do my laundry? Well, because laundry may be something you hate doing. Back in my 20s, I used a laundry service. This is a service where you take your dirty clothes, you put them into like a garbage bag, or if you have it, a laundry basket, you bring it over to the laundromat. Some dry cleaners do this as well. They weigh it. They charge you some cents per pound. I think back in the day, I was paying about 30 cents a pound. Lo and behold, 2 or 3 days later, you go back. All of your stuff is in a new clean bag, cleaned, folded, perfect, nice, just ready to be put in a dresser if that's something that you're using. A lot of people, though, don't want to do that. They might do it like when they're in between houses or if they have a comforter to go wash. But if this is something that you can budget in every week or every couple of weeks, it could take something that is hugely boring to you and just put it onto someone else's plate. Likewise, housekeepers exist. House cleaning services exist. If you have a mailbox in the United States, chances are you've gotten offers in a little coupon pack for house cleaning services. A lot of us don't want to admit that we could use help with some house cleaning. I personally hate vacuuming. I do it. But I've often considered getting a house cleaner or maybe at the very least a Roomba to do it for me. Luckily, the rest of the stuff I don't mind cleaning, but if you hate cleaning, housekeepers are available. If you hate grocery shopping, a lot of cities these days have grocery shopping services where they will actually deliver the food to you. The Walmart in my area is actually starting a pilot program where I can order online, show up in my car, and they just put the bags in my car, I pay, and off I go. Similarly, there are chefs and food preparation services. Blue Apron is one of them that just comes to mind, but there's a lot of competition in this space. And what they do is they deliver a package of ingredients to you that you cook with a recipe. If that's too much trouble, you can actually hire a personal chef. In my city, and I live just outside of Atlanta, not all cities have this, but you might want to look into a chef that prepares meals. You go and pick it up at like a health food nutrition store, all pre-prepared. All you have to do is go home, stick them in the fridge, heat them up when you're ready. Everything's all portioned, calorie controlled, and all like that. Chefs and food preparers are a great way to get some help. And now let's talk about outside the house. When I owned a house, one of the things I hated and one of the reasons I insist on not owning a house is all of the groundskeeping. You know, you can get out there and mow the lawn, but then you have to edge and you have to trim the bushes and you have to weed whack and you have to put down fertilizer and you have to put down mulch and you have to plant flowers. Oh my gosh, I'm getting tired just thinking about that. So landscaping services or groundskeeping, whatever you want to call it. Hire a landscaper to mow your lawn, do the mulch, do the flowers. Yeah, they're not cheap. But if doing that saves you from just beating yourself up because you continually don't do the stuff, go out and ask for help. Go out and hire someone. And there are also handyman services available. So if you have that kitchen cabinet door that's a little wonky, you can hire a handyman to do that. On the business realm, there are business consultants and there are peer support groups around the internet and even around bigger cities. And online, you can find mindfulness groups and accountability groups and ADHD programs. You might even look to some of your virtual friends for body double services. What's a body double? Well, that's just someone that participates in a work session with you over video conferencing. And you don't have to be talking all the time. Sometimes just the act of having someone on mute doing their own work on like a TV screen next to you can feel like someone's in the room with you. And sometimes that body double experience helps us get work done. Last but certainly not least, you can get a virtual assistant, someone that will help book your travel reservations, someone that will help keep your calendar. And of course, in the home, there are professional organizers. If you have a struggle with organizing, you can hire someone to help. If all of this sounds really expensive, and it can be, well, ask for help. See if you can barter some services. Maybe you're really great at cooking and your friend's really great at landscaping. Maybe you can cook meals for them and they can landscape for you. There's a whole host of help available to you, lots more than what I covered in this limited amount of time we have together, but I hope it was helpful. So that's today's TAD Talk about asking for help from others. I'm Keith Griffin, ADHD coach and host of the podcast, This ADHD Life. It's been great being with you today, and if you want more information about me or my work with ADHD adults, find me online at thisadhdlife.com, or you can email me at info@thisadhdlife.com. I hope you enjoyed today's TAD Talk. Take care of yourself, have a great rest of your week, and don't forget, you can ask for help.
TAD Talks are a production of ADDA, the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. The content contained herein is copyright protected, but if you'd like even more information about adult ADHD, visit the ADDA website at http://add.org. That's add.org.